And I was alone. I would come and cook a little ready meal for me and go out again in the other area where I'm staying and get business. But I did it. And then I knew that now I can settle down and go to Baba. That's how I'm here. And Baba gave my daughter a very good experience, second daughter, who had met Baba very often. She was in Wadia College at that time. And she was in the second year science. We had Guru Prasad Darshan, so she used to come every day from college, attend the Darshan. But 4 days before the exam, she got diphtheria. She couldn't speak, she cried, Baba asked him, then Baba asked, go ahead to treat her, and Baba said, don't worry, but do one thing, don't open your books, and told us not to visit her, okay, but don't open your books, just rest. She cried again, Baba, how will I pass? Baba said, don't you have faith in me? Don't open your books, just lie down, take this medicine, come every day, take the injection and go. She did that, and the first exam, which was due on the 5th day, she passed very well, and on the whole also, she passed in second class. But to obey Baba is the great thing. Just obey him. This is my story. I've told you everything I think.
Well, this is 1986, right?
Yeah.
So 44 years of life with Baba?
Yes. Yes.
What's your last memory of seeing him? What did you see?
Oh, we saw him 1965 Darshan. That was our last. 1965 Darshan. After that, no interest. And I would have seen him if I had come 2 days earlier from Canada. I came on 20th. Instead of that, if I had come on 18th, Baba would have called me to the merit ceremony and the Navjot ceremony that was at Merit.
So December 68?
Yeah.
You came 2 days.
We were in Canada for 8 months and came down this time.
Feel disappointed about that?
Yeah, that I didn't see him physically alive.
Not the last time.
Yeah, though we saw his body, we were there. But I was late.
Do anything to indicate like that the Father knows everything, you know, besides, you know, what happened regarding your husband, you personally?
David, I didn't get you properly.
Any experiences where you realize Baba knows everything besides the stories you've told? Any other experiences in which you know that Baba knows everything in your life and knows what you're thinking, what you're doing, is with you?
I knew it from the beginning that Baba knows everything, from the time I met him. So there was no other question of it. Every time, yes, when Baba asks others at Guru Prasad, have you got anything to ask? And, but I said, what to ask? He knows everything. What shall I ask for? He knows everything. So there was nothing to ask. But sometimes he would ask us. Like my hand shaking, he asked, when did it happen, how you take these injections. I did what he said, like that. He sometimes used to give us a little advice or saying, and we would do that. He would give us to repeat Baba's name. That would come in a circular. We kept silence for a month and 10 days, and we had to have partial food. Only once a day, tea and bread for this, and we had to repeat Baba's name. That's all we did. No, when silence was there, there was no repeating.
Right.
So you know what happened? On the day we had to break it, at 12 p.m. we had to break it, the voice wouldn't come out. He said, say Baba Ki Jai, but it wouldn't come out. So I was wondering, Baba is keeping silence for so many years. Will he be able to speak? My voice is inside within a month. But somebody asked Baba about this, that if you were to speak, could you speak now? He said, yes, I can speak anytime.
Were you working when you were keeping silent?
No, I took a month's leave, month and 10 days leave. Because the girl was 4 years old, the children too were young, and with three children and to work, it's not possible when you are keeping silence.
So with three small children, both you and your husband?
No, my husband had to go to work. So I kept silence. And neighbors were very teasy. You know, they were not believing, they are still not believing in Baba. So they were telling me, we challenge you, we will break your silence. I said, okay, try it. But they didn't succeed.
Oh, they tried to catch you off guard and do things to get you to speak.
With the little one, they tried with the little girl to irritate me, to do something, and I would speak out, but I didn't.
The darshan in 65, how long did that last?
5 days. Four or five days. From 2nd November, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, as far as my memory goes.
Were there any private interviews you had with Baba?
No, no. You know one thing? This was the first and the last interview I had when I met Baba first. Private interview. Of course, sometimes, as I told you, he would call me and ask this or that. But that was only a few questions. But the interview, the embrace and everything, he used to embrace us. But that interview, that quietness, that only with him, was only once.
All that was necessary.
Oh, yes, that was necessary.
That's all that was necessary.
Yes. That was only once.
When the Bombay group would go to Guru Prasad on the weekends, would you go also?
Yes, we would. My husband, my children, we would take the Saturday train, night 12 o'clock train, after my husband's work is finished. Come in the morning at 6 o'clock, change in the waiting room, and come to Baba from 8 to 11. There were only 3 hours. Sunday, 8 to 11. And then again we would run to the station, catch the train, and go home.
You do this every weekend?
Every weekend.
During the summers?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you wouldn't spend the night in Pune? You would just...
This was only weekend, so we didn't spend. But when he used to give us daily darshan, then my husband took a month's leave. I would stay. Once I stayed for 3 months. He went away.
In Guru Prasad?
No, not in Guru Prasad. I stayed at Jimmy Lodge.
Uh-huh.
And you know who was with me? Rhoda's uncle, Rhoda Dada Chanji's uncle, Aspandya.
Uh-huh.
We had to share the room. He was a very old man. We shared the room, and I went daily to Baba.
Can you tell us some of those experiences with Baba that you had? What do you remember? Even though there were lots of people, did you feel he still was aware of you?
Yes, I'll tell you that, yes. In 1958, we are 1,200 seated round, and Baba is right at the end, in the middle. And he's looking at everybody and saying, like this and like this, and I'm at this end, and he's not looking at me. So I say, oh my God, Baba is not even looking at me. As soon as I said this in my heart. Huh? It made me so happy. Yes, he gets our ideas before we can speak up. Before we can speak out.
So even though there were lots of people there, you still felt
yes
that Baba was aware of you.
Yes, yes, he was.
And giving you attention, yes, his love directly, even though there were lots of people.
Yeah, lots and lots. He would. Especially when we think that he's not looking. He will at once turn. No, that is only in the big darshans. But when we had in that small hall, we would all first, Baba, Eraj and Aloba would make us take out our shoes and come and sit in the hall. And then when Baba comes, we would stand up, of course. He would sit down, make us sit down, and ask everyone, how are you? How is your wife? He'll ask everyone. He'll ask me also, how are your children? Are they all here? Are they going to school? Like that he would do. And we would all be seated. And he would try and extract stories from his lovers, or he would tell some jokes. One day, about eating, he makes funny jokes. Huh? We were going every day. And in the afternoon, we had a break. So we would take our dry lunch from Jimmy Lord, eat outside in the garden anywhere, come back and have our darshan again from 2:30 to 5:30. So one day when we had just come and he was a bit earlier, so he is in the small room and we come in and Eric says, Baba is calling you. So we go and he said, what did you have for lunch? So we had brain cutlets and something nice that day. I still remember. So he says, oh, I don't have anything. I just had dal and rice. And you have these good things to eat? He would joke like that. And one time my children and Rhoda's children, that Darius was young, Rhoda's boys were young, they took all our champals and threw them in the well. Not well, a pond, water pond in Guru Prasad. There is a water pond. They threw them. And somebody, Aloba or somebody, must have seen and reported the matter to Baba. Baba first laughed. Huh? He laughed a lot. Then he became serious. And he called the boys and scolded them right and left. I don't know who took out the champ. But they didn't do it next time.
So you all went home there?
I don't remember that. Not badly. They were taken out by some servant or somebody. And my son, my eldest son, I don't know why, but once in the gathering, Baba told him thrice in front of several people, do not forget your mummy. Do you remember? Do you know what I'm telling you? Do not forget your mummy. Yes, Baba. Again, do not forget your mummy. But Baba as all knowing, must have known that this is the boy who is going to forget his mummy. So he told him. But he didn't listen.
He forgot his mommy?
Huh?
He forgot you?
He's forgotten. Yeah. That's all right. Baba's children.
Where does he live? Where is he living now?
He's living in Calcutta.
No.
No correspondence.
How long has it been since you've heard from him?
Look, like that, he forgets me when time comes. When he had some work to take out from me, he comes to me. But that's not that's
love.
Not loving me, isn't it? So, but see how Baba knows That's what I want to. He didn't tell any of my other children. He just told him thrice. Do you remember? Will you remember what I'm telling you? Do not forget your mummy. Viraj is pointing at him and telling him thrice. So Baba knows everything.
How old was your son then? Then?
I tell you. 20.
He was 20 then?
He was in the college. Both my daughter and son were together in the Wadia College.
So does it make you feel at least a little bit better to know that Baba knows that he forgot, is was going to forget you?
No.
It still hurts that he's forgotten.
No, it doesn't hurt me at all. No. I take it as Baba's wish. Everything that happens to me is Baba's wish. Of course, being human, sometimes for a little while it hurts me. But then I forget it. I'm of that nature from a very small age. I take it to heart for a little while. Then I say, let it go. I let it go easily.
And because you know Baba loves you, so that's why.
But that is Baba. I knew of Baba in 42. I'm talking of my small age, young age.
To be blessed that way.
Yes, always that type. Never take anything to heart seriously for a long time.
Do you have any correspondence with Baba or with Baba?
With money.
With money.
With money. I've got money's letters. Yes. And Eraj. Eraj. Unfortunately, Eraj's letter to me in Canada, I don't know, I was so much disappointed there that I don't know where I kept it or tore it off. Baba had written then, when I wrote to him that I'm not happy here, he said, why don't you come away? Come away.
So you had planned to live in Canada?
I had gone to Canada on an immigration visa to settle down there. And after 8 months, I said, no, I want to come back. I was not happy. My husband, myself, and my little son, we were not happy at all. So I wrote to Baba, and Baba wrote again and said, come away, leave everything, come away. But I don't know where I kept that letter. That letter is not there, but other letters, Eraj letter, Mani's letter, they are it.
And what were the circumstances of the communication, the letters? Personal problems or anything particular that you would write about, or Baba would initiate the letter through the mandali, or you would initiate the letter?
I would write my problem to Baba. When he allowed us, there was time when he said, you cannot write to me, you cannot ask me anything. So we were helpless. So that then too, I asked to a third party, and that is how I got into trouble.
What happened?
It happened that Baba had not directly said yes to my going to Canada. And I wanted to ask Baba. So I told the party who could go near Baba and ask him.
One of the mandali.
Not the mandali.
But somebody.
But nearer to mandali. A party who is very close and who can go to Baba anytime. So I told her to ask Baba. And she came and told me Baba said yes. But when I came back, and when I talked to another person, that person said, no, I was there. Baba never said yes. Baba never said yes. On the contrary, Baba asks, what is she going to do in Canada? Why she wants to go to Canada? It was like that. See? But I had to suffer. So that suffering was done. Otherwise, Baba would have saved me from that.
And then to be disappointed by not coming back, missing his darshan by 2 days.
Yes.
You suffered from that.
That was too much, yes. If 2 days earlier I had come, I would have met him. But we didn't even know that the wedding is taking place, that the Navjot is taking place. No, we didn't know over there. Nobody wrote to us.
But because you were connected with the Bombay group, then you would have been invited, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, all the Bombay...
All this, Mehra's birthday and all, the whole Bombay group went together.
So you were part of that group?
Huh.
About how many members were there in the Bombay group? How many?
Say, about 35 to 40. Parsis and non-Parsis. But Baba sometimes called the very intimate group. And I had gone with them twice for Mehra's birthday at Mehra's Art.
By intimate group, you mean Arnavas?
Yeah, Maraman, Dada Chanji group, Dolly Dastur's family, like that. And they would take me in. Though I'm not really inside, they would take me in. Some of us would go.
Who would be the one to make the decision who would go? They would, or Baba would say, bring, who would make the decision to include you?
Many a times Baba would make the decision. Or he would leave it to Annavas.
Bring whoever.
Because they always, Baba was very particular about the number. I don't know why, but
the
he
number?
Was.
What do you
number
mean?
Means 15 women, 15 men, like that. Number of people. He was very particular about that.
And he would leave it up to Arnavas to make a decision?
Yes, many a times. Arnavas was the one. And we met Baba many times at Arnavas' house in Bombay. In Bombay. That was the time when Bomi met Baba first, in Arnavas' house.
What was his reaction to having met Baba?
Oh, he said he is a great saint. Yes, I bowed down to him. But I can't love him as you do. He always used to tell. You are just crazy, he said. You are crazy. Because every time Baba's car would pass Dada, our house, we would all run. Dada Chanji family, myself, Parviz, Talati's family, we would all run and stand in a queue in the on the roadside, on the platform, and wait for the car. And Baba knows we are waiting, so he will slow down the car, stop it, and give all of us his hand to kiss. And then he would fly up.
This was on the way?
On the way going, on the way coming. At the airport when he left in 56 or 58 for America.
For the West, yeah.
We went to the airport. We had a nice, I have a picture with him, only one picture. At the airport lounge. We all, Rhoda and myself, we all are there, sitting and he chatting with us.
So it would be Arnavas who would inform you that this was happening?
Arnavas was like in charge of the Bombay group. Everything happened at her place. We went for darshan at her place.
So through your relationship with and friendship with Arnavas?
No, only friendship. But you know one thing?
That's what I meant.
The first and the last time Arnavas knocked my door was on that day, midnight. She had never come to my house, not even when my husband died. But this was the time. So Baba did it. Nobody would make